Plant your seed and let it grow. You reap just what you sow. For those who want to know, I'm a conscious farmer. This is revelation time. We're living in Laodicean time. Melodies to help you free your mind. 'Cause I'm a conscious farmer. Those of us who have to work a 9 to 5, still struggling to stay alive. And the people's on the block, stolen clocks, 'cause they think that's the only way. Yeah. For those who have to hold a family down and keep a smile, not to frown. Blessed are the peacemakers, 'cause they shall see Jah Jah. Plant your seed and let it grow. You reap just what you sow. For those who want to know, I'm a conscious farmer. 'Cause this is revelation time. We're living in Laodicean time. Melodies to help you free your mind. 'Cause I'm a conscious farmer.
It's the voice of Kev, you'll remember from last week.
You gotta be conscious about the way you treat.
Happens to be one of the artists featured on the current volume 6 of Dread and Alive.
Life stands up in Hollywood, and now the chips are getting down.
Let me see if I can make a link with the person responsible for the release.
What about the next generation? Generation, plant your seed and let it grow. You reap just what you sow. For those who want to know, I'm a conscious farmer. This is revelation time. We're living in Laodicean time. Melodies to help you free your mind. 'Cause I'm a conscious farmer.
Okay, I got my fingers crossed. With a bit of luck, I can say hello, Joshua.
Hello, Yendis.
How you doing, King?
I'm doing all right, boss.
Let me just try and adjust the sound a little bit here.
Let me know what I need to do.
That sounds better. I just turned it up at my end.
Okay.
How you doing at the moment, then?
I'm doing all right, Yendis.
Where are you now?
Right now, I'm in Montreal, Canada.
Okay. I call you Joshua. There's an AKA that goes with your name, isn't there?
There is.
Soul of the Lion.
That's correct.
Okay, where did that come from?
That's a family name, actually.
Okay.
It comes from my great-great-great-great uncle fought in the Civil War in the United States.
Okay.
And he was on the battlefield. He had 6 horses shot out from under him, they say, and they've written some books that some people have read about him. And one general at one point in the battle, after maybe the 8th horse was shot out from under him, said found him in the hospital where they had taken him for dead and told him that he had the soul of the lion.
Wow.
So I took that to heart.
You don't happen to share the same name, do you?
We do. His name was Joshua Chamberlain.
Oh, right. So when I was doing my little bit of research and I found a Joshua Chamberlain, that could have been your grandfather?
It would have been a great-great-great-great uncle, or 5 generations previous. He lived in the 18... He was at the top of his game in the 1860s.
Okay.
Yeah, a little while ago. But an amazing story.
Sounds,
and Yeah, you type in Soul of the Lion, or you type in Joshua Chamberlain, and he comes up, no matter, you know, how far back you may think it was. Yeah. If you type in reggae music and Joshua Chamberlain, he comes up still.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned reggae music. What exactly is your background? How did you get into reggae music?
I got into it through the radio primarily, although when I was a kid, my father listened to The Harder They Come, the soundtrack. So, but I kind of came by it by chance. A friend of mine did a radio show at the university that I went to in New Hampshire in the United States. And I went to the radio station and never left. Started radio, got into the radio, and then I got into sound systems. And then I started going to Jamaica. I'm originally from New Hampshire in the United States.
Yeah.
And ended up going to, I go to school at UWE, at the University of the West Indies in Mona.
Okay, you're doing that now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing a degree there.
Okay, what's that degree in?
Degree is in cultural studies. It's a combination of things, but basically it looks at anthropology, literary studies, ethnography, history. It combines them all, so
okay.
It's very flexible.
Yeah.
But it takes some hits for the same reason.
Okay, yeah. And you mentioned the soundtrack, Harder They Come.
Yeah.
It links very closely, I guess, with what we're talking about here, the Dread and Alive accompanying CD. It's kind of like a soundtrack.
It's true, you know. It's true. And they're both, it's all about, you know, they tell a story. It's got adventure. It's got music. It's got a lead character. One is a real man to some extent. But still a folk hero, Riggin. But there are definitely some links, and it kind of speaks to, you know, maybe where we're at these days. People are more into comics than they are into movies.
Well, I was going to explore that in a little while, but I just felt that people listening might want to know a little bit about the Dread and Alive series of comics or graphic novels. I'm not sure what the best description is, but if they visit the website, they'll see a bit of an introduction and a little bit of music that goes with it. Let's have a listen. My name is Drew McIntosh, and this is my story. I was 7 years old when I first journeyed into the rainforest of Jamaica, unaware of what lurked inside this unforgiving paradise known as the Cockpit Country. A strange and virtually uninhabited place, this was the home of the Jamaican Maroons, a tribe of free-spirited people feared yet respected for their rebellious independence. Under the leadership of Cudjo, their wise and benevolent chief, they lived in isolation and resisted all those who tried to tame them and bring them into submission. My father, Philip McIntosh, was a direct descendant of this misunderstood tribe. An anthropologist by trade, he was a determined man with many righteous causes, including the preservation of cultural identity. So when he was summoned by Cudjo to come to the village of Akompong, he readily accepted the invitation. My mother, Maria McIntosh, saw it as an opportunity to come closer to her roots. For me, it would be another move, just as when I left my birthplace of Kingston to live in Montego Bay, or Mo Bay as the islanders call it. For the next 8 years, the Cockpit Country would become my home away from home. From a distance, I watched my parents as they work fervently with the Jamaican Maroons to help preserve their culture and to replete their resources. And as time progressed, I too became part of this unique society. Under the watchful eye of Cudjo, I learned the ways of the Jamaican Maroons. I became familiar with the trackless rainforest,
I learned how to live off the land, how to hunt and fish, and most importantly, how to defend myself from outside threats. I guess you could say the only thing that separated me from the other youths was my physical appearance, my thick, natty dreadlocks. But when I was chosen by Kodjo to be the protector of a rare amulet said to give invincible powers as fulfillment of a prophecy, I never expected that this talisman would bring so much trauma to my life. From the tragic death of my father and the near-fatal confrontation with Shadowcatcher, the village Obia man, to the constant struggle to control the untamed savagery that lurks inside me, I've come to an understanding that the amulet has changed my life forever. My destiny has been foretold. Now, as an adult and without the presence of my father, I treasure my friendship with Kodjo, as would a student to his teacher. And as I don the amulet, I keep in mind my vow to my father to continue his work in protecting the earth's rainforest and the rights of its inhabitants, to Kodjo to use my knowledge and training for the good of mankind and to protect the amulet from Shadowcatcher, and to myself to use my strengths and abilities to make the world a better place for all, a world of future, a world of love, a world of paradise. My name is Drew McIntosh, and I am the Roaring Lion, protector of the animal world to which all humans belong.
Well, that's the intro that's on the website, and a little bit of music behind it as well. That's the work of Nicholas da Silva. How did you actually hook up with him? I'm not sure how far away you guys are, but somehow you linked up. How did that happen?
Well, it actually happened by phone. Actually, no, it happened by Skype, the same way we're talking right now.
Okay.
So Skype is good like that. But I had read about him in actually the Jamaica Gleaner initially.
Okay.
I heard about Dread and Alive while I was when I was in Kingston at the time, and heard about it, and then heard some chatter about it, and thought, you know, I should be good to chat with Nick. And so I gave him a call, found out that we had some of the same ideas about music and the comic, and started putting some thoughts together, and that came, and from out of that came the first compilation we did back in August of last year.
Okay, that was there were already two issues before, is that
right?
That's correct.
And we have those first two were lost. So the Lost Tapes is not only a series but a mission. We're trying to find good music. We're trying to finding a way to tell the story in other ways, you know?
Yeah. So I'm just intrigued as to how you came with the idea, you know. It's not an everyday method of expression through comics with a sound accompaniment. How did that actually come about? Did you come up with the idea?
I think it's just been percolating. It's something that when we started talking, I came toward it from the music side. So I've got all these ideas in my head, and I know that Nicholas is an idea person,
very much so.
He's got, in addition to the comic book, he's got animation experience, he's got music experience as well, so it's kind of the way people might even be living these days. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, they just tend to combine all of these things in one. You have a phone that people doubles as a book, that doubles as a camera, that doubles as this.
Right.
Things have to do more, it seems.
So after hearing about the comics, you immediately started thinking, well, you know, I know there's a few tracks that would complement this series very well. Is that how it went?
Well, he was actually looking for music and inviting people to submit music, and I heard about that. And we started talking, and just from talking, we took this direction. And Soul of the Lion came in and started helping compiling the music, researching the music, and it you know, more people can actually, more people are needed. It's very much a group effort, and trying to cover as much as we can with what we have available. But comics are great like that because they're a reflection of real life.
Yeah.
That's the idea. I'm not a comic book person myself, actually. I'm learning about them as I go.
Well, I did wonder whether you were into comics when you were young and what you read nowadays. Is there any comics in your reading matter right now?
They're all over the place now, but never before, really. I mean, I don't do much reading other than texts and emails, but
right.
I should be doing more, to be honest. But no, I'm not a comic book person. I was a cartoon person, though. I loved cartoons.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed reading, though. I definitely enjoyed reading. I read all the time. But I was never into comics, although the more people I talk to, I find out I was one of the rare people.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to go through one or two of the tracks that suppose we could call you a selector for this. yes, and I'll ask you...
I'll be nice, though.
Sorry?
I'll be nice.
Yes, I'm sure. And the music's nice, I can assure the listeners. Right now, if you just joined us, I'm talking to Joshua Chamberlain, a.k.a. Soul of the Lion, who is responsible for releasing and compiling a CD that accompanies the Dread and Alive comic book or graphic novel series. The first one I want to draw for is a Danny I track. How did that come about? How did Danny I get involved in a project?
Danny I works, just released an album with iGrade Records called To Your Majesty, and it's a fantastic album. I encourage everybody to check it out. It's available at iGrade Records in the Virgin Islands. Danny is actually originally from... Or his father is from Puerto Rico, and his mother, I believe, is from St. Croix. But his first language was essentially Spanish.
Okay.
And part of what we're trying to do with Dread and Alive is show, just like comic books. I mean, the lead character for the comic book is a Rasta living in San Francisco, actually. So it's international already. So we kind of wanted to show the whole the distances that reggae music has traveled, not just in from Jamaica to the Caribbean to the UK to Japan and back again, but also the languages. So Me Mantengo Fuerte, I Stay Strong, is the name of the track on the Dread and Alive compilation. And he's a great songwriter. I mean, if I speak Spanish, so I think that's one of the reasons why, but I liked it so much, but I'm not sure. Do you speak Spanish?
No, not much.
Do you like the tune?
I do, yes.
Let's hear it. It's a great tune.
Let's hear it.
Yo le canto a la verdad. Yo le canto a la justicia y fuego al criminal y al que la auspicia nos quieren separar. Usan pasaportes y visas y le llaman sociedad a su suciedad que me asfixia, pero me mantengo fuerte. A la vida hay que darle frente, la tribu se mantiene fuerte. A la vida hay que darle frente, then again. Le canto a la paz y fuego al guerrillero, amor en total, lo que más anhelo. La vida es real, no es rosas y caramelos, pero me mantengo fuerte. A la vida hay que darle frente, la tribu se mantiene fuerte. A la vida hay que darle frente, no te des por vencido. así es que quieren verte. Y por eso les pido, mi gente, se mantengan fuerte. Le canto a la verdad, le canto a la justicia, fuego al criminal y al que la auspicia. Nos quieren separar, usan pasaportes y visas, le llaman sociedad a su suciedad que me asfixia. Ya es tiempo.
So Joshua, your role in this project is quite central. What does your role actually include?
I am involved with selecting the songs, as you mentioned. I'm involved with dealing with the licensing process, as well as the marketing and promotion of the project when it's done.
Okay, that's quite a big role. I mean, I guess your linguistic skills are handy in such a process.
They are. It's definitely a lot of things to do. So, keep busy.
Your sound is dropping just a little bit. So can you tell me, Joshua, who is the comic or the graphic novel? Who is it actually aimed at? What kind of age groups?
It's aimed at a broad group of people in this. It's got both geographically as well as age-wise. I think, and it's much like music, it's kind of going at the, to be honest, you know, it's kind of going for the roots reggae crowd, which goes from youngsters all the way up to elders. And it talks about some of the same things that the music talks about. It talks about social consciousness and human rights, environmental consciousness, and taking care of all living things. Those are the messages in Dread and Alive. And so the music works quite well with that, in terms of supporting the story and the message. So much like music crosses all of those barriers, the comic does too.
Right. But you concentrate on the reggae genre in your selections, is that right?
That's true. Yes, we do branch out some, but reggae music is central. It go like on the current one, for example, the Dread and Alive, the Lost Tapes Volume 6, which is what you're selecting from, but you're very kind to play them.
Okay.
Some of the selections, such as YOK and Tasha Roses, or Melodic, or Kev, who you had on last week.
Yeah.
Reggae music and reggae culture is a part of what they do, but it's not everything. So we try to mix it up that way as well. We've had dub, we've had some electronic music, we had a tune from a Montreal producer here by the name of Poirier with Crookers, who is the Italian production team. They did that Kid Cudi remix, which made the tune blow up. They did a song with Poirier and another Montreal artist by the name of Face T. And so they had that had an electronic vibe. We have had hip-hop, soul with Kev.
Okay.
A nice range.
And do you notice if there's been any development? This is the fourth one you've done, isn't it?
3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, this is the fourth one.
Do you find that there's been any development in your selection since the first of the four to this current one?
I think Danny Eye's track is a good example in terms of branching out into Spanish language.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, like we were just talking about in terms of including other genres. You know, it's been a way to explore the music. And it's been fun because people seem to really enjoy the selections. And, you know, I've been looking at them and listening to some of these songs for a long time. So to be able to see people go through that, much like I did when I first listened to them, is that kind of gives me the confidence that this is working out.
Okay.
So, but it's a quick. There's every 3 months we come out with a new one. So, I think that's kind of new in the industry.
Yeah, it's totally original as far as I can see. We got no comics supported by audio, and it's got a particular digital feel to it with barcodes and all sorts of newfangled ideas. It seems completely original.
It does, doesn't it? It combines a lot of things.
Okay, well, let's listen to another track. It features an artist that I spoke to a little while ago now, Chinna Smith, alongside Bushman.
Rastafari. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Jah will never deceive me, no, no, no. Though it's hard to be, man still I carry Jah load, even though it's a heavy load. Road is rough, but I'm still moving on. Temptations may come my way, trying to break my flow, but I'm still moving on. They try to slander my name, thinking they would claim all the fame and fortune from this, but they won't. When it is your time to rise and shine, no one stands in your way. Tell me who can stop the ends of time when the future's in despair. I believe sun's gonna shine for me one day.
There's another question I wanted to ask you about the artists that you select. Is part of the agenda is to identify upcoming artists and give them exposure, or do you prefer to, you know, use some established names?
I think you could say it goes both ways, Enders.
Okay.
I mean, this Bushman track is fantastic and brings a lot to it, but it's nice to have artists that are new to people's ears as well.
Okay. I'm wondering now, with such a broad role, what's the most difficult thing that is associated with the project, do you find?
There's too much good music.
Yes, I guess that's right, and more every day.
Seriously, you just have to kind of be patient and patience is a virtue. There's just a lot of music out there. There's a lot of good music, so it's the challenge.
Okay, and I'm wondering where the future lies for Joshua Chamberlain. Are you going to go into soundtracks and maybe even producing music yourself? What's on the horizon?
I don't know. I'd like to follow this path and see where it leads me. I'm new to comic books, and so I'm finding learning new things all the time. So it's been a real learning experience, but also meeting new people as well and seeing where the music can go. So right now I'm just following the music and really enjoying it.
Because it seems to me that, I don't know, if the right people hear it, they may be interested in films, maybe television. You quite happy to go down that route?
Absolutely. In fact, if you go on Facebook and you go to the Dread and Alive Facebook page, it is listed as a movie.
Okay.
So that, I think that is ultimately, and I'm... That's the Dread and Alive is Nicholas De Silva. He's right there at the top of the page. So I think he definitely is looking at some of these other entertainment outlets. But movies, I think, are important to him as well, yes.
Okay. I know that you're interested, obviously, as the promoter, to make sure that as many people who want it are able to purchase their copy. And you got a little incentive for them, is that right?
We have a special incentive. The 45 Shootout is offering a special incentive to Yandis listeners.
Okay, and how does that work now?
The 45shootout.com has all of the Dread and Alive music available. So if you go to the 45 Shootout, which is the number 45 shootout.com, and you would like to purchase Dread and Alive music, if you use PayPal, use the Yandis promo code, and you get a discount.
Okay, I've just pasted that information into the shout box. So everybody who's here on the site right now, anybody who's listening and away from their keyboard, get to your PC and take down these details. There's a link in the shout box for you if you'd like to purchase the lost tapes. And this is for the most recent issue, number 6, I guess. It's already at a very reasonable price, but you get an extra 15% off that price if you use the discount code Yandis. Click the link and visit the 45shootout.com page and make your purchase there.
Actually, Yandis, just to clarify, that is good on all Dread and Alive music.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Okay. So that's all 6 of the issues so far, yeah?
Well, there's actually 4 because we lost 2.
Of course, yes. Okay.
So as soon as we find them, those will be available as well. They will be on the 45 Shootout, but right now they're lost, so we're looking for them. The lost tapes that we have found are all available on the 45 Shootout, as well as iTunes, Amazon, and we do have a CD available. We do a CD every year of a compilation of the compilation.
Okay.
And that's available on CD from dreadandalive.com.
Right. And I was just wondering, like, many European in particular, I think, magazines, they issue a magazine and on the front you have a CD stuck to it. Is that a marketing method that you use, or is it completely separate from the printed magazine, printed comic?
It is a part of it. We have, in the comic book, as you mentioned, we have QR tags, which are, they can be scanned by your cell phone, and it's usually on the inside cover. So if you open the comic book and there's an inside cover there, you have a QR tag, you scan that with your phone, and it takes you to the music. So rather than a CD, which is kind of from the recent past, that's old technology, the new technology is this QR tag, is using your phone, interactive features. So the Dread and Alive and the Lost Tapes have put that together, but we don't have a CD. You can use your phone to do it instead. So you
Wow.
There's no hardware involved. It's all strictly software.
Wow, that's just amazing to me. You know, you scan the barcode and music comes to your phone. Is that right?
That's correct. Wow. Yes, it's very, very. I've just started using it myself. It's quite easy. Like it takes you to a URL basically.
Okay.
So you just the barcode is designed to take you to the internet page, as long as you don't mind going on the internet. Sometimes you get charged extra for your phone, but
okay.
If you're using the Wi-Fi, it should be fine.
That's fantastic. I think it's just amazing. I like a bit of technology, and this is at the forefront to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's in Dread and Alive. Just this past year, was recognized by Web Designer Magazine for that number 4. It was selected on its Hot 100 for 2011. So that is that's Web Designer Magazine in the UK, but distributed worldwide. But it speaks to the intersection of all these things.
That's really good. Okay, let's. I know you're short of time, but I want to get through as many of these tracks as I can. Here's another one from Messenger Sela. How did that come about?
Messenger Sela, this song is from a new rhythm that Rumble Rock Records just recently released, called the Step by Step Rhythm. It has Anthony B on it. It has Sela. It has some people from Papua New Guinea. Ocean, I think, is his name. And so a real amazing mix. Rumble Rock Records is originally from Hawaii, so they have that vibe going on as well. Sela, who is spent some time in St. Croix, I believe, as well, but a Jamaican, did a tune called What Will It Take? And the rhythm is just fantastic. It was just recently, I saw it, the rhythm was one of the top rhythms on Amazon or iTunes. I forget exactly which one, but fantastic rhythm. And this is Messenger Sela's track.
Wicked people change your ways. Fireplace. Shopping on set like a rainy day. Sunshine make hay. Don't let your love slip away. What will it take for you to turn your life around? Tell me what you gonna do when you hear the trumpet sound. Everything that you do, either build you up or it pull you down. Only the most high Jah, you can be safe and sound. Sleepers, it's time for you to wake up, wake up. Do you need another 911 or a earthquake to shake up? Big on judgment. What if you go to sleep tonight and tomorrow you don't wake up? What a tragedy. Then your soul will be lost. There will be no time to make up. No way. You were warned many times and you were shown many signs. Still, you committing your crimes, but your end will be sour like a whole bag of limes. Will it take a tragedy? Or you're waiting for prophecy? Step one, like say you're blind and cannot see. You're too far from reality. It's time for you to turn your life around. It will be too late for you when you hear the trumpet sound. Everything that you do, either build you up or it pull you down. What goes around comes around. Serious times, no time to play around. No, you can't be going two ways on a one-way street. Choo-choo. You can't be serving two masters. You put yourself in a whole heap of heat. Fire burn. You plant watermelon, but you want to reap grapes. I find it strange. This might be your last chance for you to make a change. Leave a bad company before you get caught up. That's not how you were brought up. No, better think before you get mixed up. You got a problem, come to the Most High and get fixed up. Come away from the sinking.
Messenger Sela on the step by step rhythm. What will it take? Coming from the volume 6 of Dread and the Live comic book series. I'm talking to Joshua Chamberlain, responsible for these selections and these releases. I'm just curious now, Joshua, with it being such a unique project, is there any way to measure your success? I guess you can measure the units you shifted since you started, but is there anything you can compare it to?
Just being on Yendis, I think, means it's a success to me. But in addition, for real, I think that, I would, just the fact that I can talk to you, tells me that this is something real. And I think that's the power of comic books. To be honest, I think generationally it changes all the time. And I see a visual art more and more as along with the music. So, I think it's a natural thing to some extent, generational one perhaps, but being just the fact that someone like me would be on this show.
Yeah,
I'm not an artist by any means, but it just makes people talk more. And the fact that people are talking about it, that means it's a success in my book.
Yeah. Do you have any sort of targets that you're aiming for, or you just keep going and just hope it does well?
Well, the big target would be something like a movie or perhaps an animated series, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Part of what the comic book does is it raises the profile of the artists as well.
Yeah.
So there's a promotional aspect there as well as being a part of something so unique. And there's a whole community of people around that, and from that come new things as well. So I think the way, there are various ways to look at it. It seems more like an organic thing than anything else. So it doesn't need necessarily what we may think of as a usual success story.
Right.
So, you know, it's so new and so unique. I think we're still figuring out exactly, you know, what you know, everything that's really going on.
Yeah, I can imagine. But can artists offer their works to you to consider for Dread and Alive number 7?
Absolutely. I strongly encourage people to submit music. We're constantly thinking ahead, and so you know, there's no such thing as a bad submission. Soul of the Lion Music at Gmail is the one to use, and we listen to everything. We don't always. We try to get back to everybody, but you know, we'd love to be able to consider whatever people think would be appropriate for a project like this, which is quite broad. We've had dub, dancehall, reggae. You know, it helps tell the story. So certain songs that you would expect do well at that, and others not. But for you know, last time we've had a couple of spoken word projects. Yep. As well. Muda Baruka was on the number 4. So, yeah, we're always trying to figure out what new to surprise people with.
Okay, well, I'm going to continue playing some of these tracks because I know you got to leave us. Is that right?
Well, let's definitely play a couple more tracks. I'm having fun being the selector.
Okay, great. This next one is featuring the voice of Anthony B and Smiley, a track entitled Keep Your Joy. Is there any story behind this one?
Yeah, Smiley is originally from Aruba, I believe, based in the Netherlands right now. So he's representing you know, the Dutch reggae as well as Caribbean. And his name is Smiley, and this song is appropriately named Keep the Joy.
Lord of mercy, yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
So much suffering.
Anthony B and Smiley.
Just keep the joy in your life.
Hey. The joy.
Stop shooting.
Much of
each other down. Please don't do no harm. You're not the only one. In this world with a problem.
Oh, yes, I smile.
See the bombs, them a crash, with them change every hour. Put on the news around the world, people suffer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So many people bothering me. Tell me, does that fall? But I'm gonna keep the joy in my life.
Joy, man and woman and girl and boy. Life is a gift come from the most high. We no glorify gun cause life it destroy. So make we give thanks to the man we got the power. The man we make the sunshine and the rain shower. Under the wings of Selassie man cover. Can we live to witness the fall of the Twin Tower?
The bands them a crash, race them change every hour. Put on the news around the world, people suffer. So many people keep on bothering me. Till my blood start boil. But I'm gonna keep the joy in my life.
Cause
I'm gonna keep the joy in my life.
Cause
I'm gonna keep the joy in my life. Cause I'm gonna keep the joy in my life. So much worries going through your brain. Control your mind. You go insane. We no wanna trigger happy actions round. Promote love and live out the fear. Appreciate life, hey.
What I say?
The bombs them a crash, rich them change every hour. Put on the news around the world, people suffer. So many people keep on bothering me. Till the guns start boil. But I'm gonna keep the joy in my life.
Cause
I'm gonna keep the joy in my life. I'm gonna keep the joy in my life. Yes, I'm gonna keep the joy in my life.
I got one more that I'd like to play before you go, but another question I'm curious about. How does these selections actually compare with your own personal tastes in music?
That's a good question, man. They do reflect, to some extent, me, I'm sure, but I love music in general. So, and I'm actually in Montreal right now. So, Montreal is a whole mix of stuff. A lot of electronic music, DJ music, reggae music, Spanish music, a lot of things combine all of those. So, I've definitely been influenced, and thankfully so. So, I'll have to come out with my own compilation at some point, but it would be a little bit different.
Would it?
Yeah, it would be a little bit different. It would definitely have. I mean, if I would include all of these tracks that you've heard, but there'd be a lot more.
Okay.
I like these. I like these tracks, and I have to be. You know, I'm proud of them all, and I feel like I have to represent to some extent. But I'm very pleased with all of them.
Yeah.
I love them all, and they all have stories. To be honest, in fact, every Dread and Alive music release has what we call the story behind the music.
Right.
So you can find out more about each artist, each song, when you get the music.
Right. So I guess as the selector, you're looking for tracks that are parallel, that sort of mirror the storyline in the particular issue?
Yes, we have. Each issue has a bit of a... We try to find a theme that works. This current one speaks more to the international aspect of Dread and Alive. Drew is the lead character living in San Francisco, which kind of like Montreal and some of these other urban, even Kingston, Jamaica has a very dynamic mix of music.
Yep.
So we tried to show that mix in this current one in terms of some hip-hop, some soul, some R&B, the Taddy P and Tanya Stevens track.
Yep.
Great R&B vibe on that one. Taddy P's bass, of course, rips it up.
Yeah.
YOK and Tasha Roses, they bring some hip-hop. Both of them are Jamaican via Toronto,
right.
So we're trying to show the, much like the lead character in the comic book San Francisco, from Jamaica via San Francisco, try to do similar things and apply these things to, not to say comics aren't real, but real life.
Yeah. Well, this next track, this Roots Underground, to me, you know, exemplifies the variety of styles that you can get on the one CD.
I'm glad you think so.
Musical room, girl, in my room for you. I know the fire is on. You know it's scorches right on my soul. And then I contemplate the way you're changing under the light of a blue moon. Then I kiss your softly lips when I was standing in the burning sun. Will I ever feel you close again, girl? Will I ever, never, never hold your hand? And now this place means special times. Even though we've got, and I know it's at this special place of our worlds. The last wave love, da da da. The last wave love, da da da. The last wave love, da da da. The last wave. Things that you given to me. Meanwhile, I wonder if you return soon, girl. And I was there about the pale blue moon. This place means special times under the wounded skies above. And I know it's at this special place of ours. You showed me how to love you. Oh, oh, how to love you. Oh, 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 how to love you. Oh, oh, but without you. Oh, oh, our sun rays on the waves reflect the way you change. Our sun rays.
Well, I have to thank you for your time here, Joshua. It's been really great speaking to you. You might want to think of a few people that you might want to big up before you go. I'm going to big up the people who've been listening here and who's visible on the website right now. I can see DJ Queenie's here and Dread Lion. Big up Smalley and Selector Roast Breadfruit. Reggae Ladies here, as is Goody. Big up yourself, Goody. Higher Purse, large up yourself, King. You might want to send in some of your stuff. Lioness of Judah, big up yourself. Nubian Queen is here, and Queen Easy's just touched down. Big up Reggae Lady likewise. Big up yourself, Joshua. Really good speaking to you today.
Likewise, Yendis. Have to big up Yendis every time. Wicked Radio program, best interviews, always interesting people. Myself, probably not so much included, but everybody else I love listening to. But thank you so much for having me on the program. Got to big up everybody listening in as well. And encourage everybody to link us on Facebook. Dread in the Live is on Facebook and the web. The Lost Tapes are on the web as well. Got to big up all the artists, all the producers and record labels. There's so many stories. I would encourage everybody to check out the comic book, enjoy the comic book, and keep it dreading alive every time.
Big respect goes out to you. You have a great day. Very many thanks for being with us here today.
Yes, Yendis. Many thanks. I hope to catch up soon.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Big up.
Take care.
Right on, right on. Yeah, you know, I want to dedicate this one to all my peeps in the garrison. You know, all the cats who are walking around like Chuck Narrison and whole vets pushing wheelchairs and carts. I know it's embarrassing, but you still gotta ride on that thing. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's like the homeless not asking for change. And I told them, man, there ain't no change, so things won't change. Always stay the same. Now tell me what you got to gain. I'm living in a world where no one feeds my pain. My life is down the drain, and all I feel is this burning acid rain. It's burning acid rain. But still I'ma ride on. Yeah, you gotta still not you ride on. You got to just ride on. Yeah, not you ride on. You got to just ride on. Yeah, you gotta still not you ride. You got to just ride on, yeah. Nothing ride on. And as I travel along, I'm out my way. Just yesterday, no wonder MTA. I heard someone say, brother, help me today. Can't find no food or no place to stay. Say he's feeling stuck, down on his luck. I gave him a buck and tell him don't give up. Cause when times get tough, the going gets rough. So ride on, nothing, oh, and don't give up. You got to ride on, yeah. Nothing ride on. You got to just ride on, yeah. Nothing ride on. You got to just ride on, yeah. Nothing ride on. You got to just ride on, yeah. Nothing ride on. It's like I woke up this morning, cold and wild to egg. I'm pleading for the men who sleep in the bus shed. I'm forgetting the ones who will walk and beg. All these kind of mama do hurt my head. Cause I know what it's like not having a place to rest. You remember those days I used to sleep on the step. When people walk by I would call you homeless. But ride on, nothing cause you just ain't home yet. Oh yes, I'm a ride on. Yeah, not just not you ride on. You got to just ride on. Nutty ride on. You got to just ride on. Yeah, nutty 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 ride on. You got to just ride on. Yeah, nutty 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 ride on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I have a small commercial break? I'm really down on my luck.
And whatever you can give me right now will be highly appreciated. Thanks for your time, and have a beautiful day. May God bless you. Please stand clear, closing door. Street yowza, ride on. But still I'ma ride on. Yeah, not just not you ride on. You got to just ride on. Yeah, not you ride on. You got to just ride on. Yeah, not just not you ride on. You got to just ride on. Yeah, not you ride on.
Artist goes by the name of Melodic, a track entitled Ride On Natty, coming from volume 6 of Dread and Alive. I'm sure you'll agree, quite an original project and very varied music. We're going to continue the vibes from the Dread and Alive number 6 volume. We got one or two more tracks to play. At the top of this hour, do remember, you'll be in tune with Williams. And right now we're going to take in the voice of YOK and Tasha Roses, a track entitled Footloose.
I try. Sometimes I just forget to. Now I gotta do what I have to. See, come and tell you I'm not fed up with you. Born with us. When, when I see me come and cry and ting. Don't say nothing, is a silent thing. Not even bother with this smiling thing. Born with us.
To the dumb inside, we're running right. Steady tight like knocks, so one in flight, there's none is right. Little proof like the sun is light. Yo, away in a room, hidden away with it back in the boom. Private corridor, chamber, anti-back, turn free. So you the master, come visit me. Quite the facility, play through back, secure quarantine. I hold my own, get this done. Bint authentic, bun clone. So I pace when I write rhymes and roll my home. To the last of the put down and close my poem. If you ain't talking moves, man, bunny can't hear it. Do two locks and nine. Since the sun up my spirit, let's move. Don't worry, why tools using the grass, moving like if it's something to prove. Tonight, life need a few brand new pair of shoes. The time's getting bored of the things I'm in the room. Emmanuel don't reach much, but shit, he needs stuff on top of the child support. Believe it's not rough. Now this one up in the court, boss, you want rap money, and my soul can't slim like bone. It's not funny. Now it's time to lock it out. Believe behind the strain, face some right rhymes. Here we go again.
I try, sometimes I just forget you. Now I gotta do what I have to. See, come and tell you I'm not fed up with you.
We don't want nothing with them boy there.
When, when man, no, no, see me come and cry and ting. Don't say nothing, is a silent sting. Not even bother with this smiling thing.
We not even a plastic smile, fun with us. So you mean work, we are work. Stress, we are stress, and pressure, we are pressure.
Yes, all is possible in this dichotomy. Yes, what you really adore is my anatomy. You don't love me at all, heart on stone. I should leave you alone. You got a heart on stone. Still I call you my own. I spot all the problems in my analytical world. Why then do I keep being such a typical girl? Against all odds, I still hope for the best, but there can be no happiness. So in a heart on stone, I should leave you alone. You got a heart on stone, still I call you my own.
You got a heart on stone.
Oh, so cold and unfeeling. Oh, so stubborn, unyielding. Oh, uncanny power wielding.
man. Better it be you than a succession of one night stands. But is the thought of being a wife worth spending the rest of my life with a heart of stone? I really should leave you alone. You got a heart of stone. I should leave you alone.